Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Jane from Chesterfield won tickets to see Pentatonix. And we still have Guns N' Roses tickets to give away before the show is over today. Chris and Amy on KMOX. And we just did our No Prize Pick'em Challenge a little bit ago. Bob Carpenter joined the show for that. And we talked about the Kansas City Chiefs, who are going to play again this weekend. And we've got with us Danon Hughes, radio analyst for the Chiefs and former wide receiver. They've got the Colts coming up. This is a really tough game at noon on Sunday. Pregame on KMOX at 11 o'clock. Danon, how's it going?
Going well, I guess, as well as it can be. These are desperate times. I mean, who would have thought coming into this season that we'd be in week 12 talking about one of the best teams, if not the best team in the NFL, the Indianapolis Colts, and us being in a desperation mode and must-win circumstances. Like, this is truly like the Twilight Zone around the Chiefs Kingdom, so we're just trying to figure it out.
I'm sure you have a lot of people ask you about the Chiefs and their record, and how did they get to 5-5?
Well, we got to 5-5 the opposite way we got 12 wins last year. And I kind of did a deep dive into the Patrick Mahomes era and close games. Last year, including the playoffs, I'm not sure if I shared this last week with you guys, but including the playoffs, we were 12-0 in one-score games. This year, we're 0-5. Patrick Mahomes, or at least the Chiefs during his tenure, has never been worse than 500 in close games. In 2018, his first season, he was 5-5 in close games. Ever since then, 9-1 in 2020, 10-3 in 2022, and then, like I mentioned, 12-0 last year. So it's crazy to think, and I saw this mentioned on one of the sports networks, that this team is no better than they were last year and no worse than they were last year. We just haven't been able to figure out how to win these close games, and games where we've been ahead and we allow teams like the Jaguars to drive the field and win. This game, we were ahead in the fourth quarter and allowed the Denver Broncos to drive the field and win, and had opportunities offensively to seal the game, and we couldn't make it happen. And it's frustrating, for sure. It's uncharted territory, but it's kind of where we are, and it's indicative of what the season is. So maybe last year, in many respects, we weren't as good as people thought we were, and maybe this year we're not as bad as people think we are now, but that doesn't change where we're at 5-5 and outside the playoffs.
Yeah, I guess that for me, I just keep falling back on the fact they have Patrick Mahomes, that when it matters, and I guess you could argue that right now it matters because they're 5-5 and you can't fall too much more behind here because that's a bad position. But as long as you have that guy, when it does matter, you think they're going to win. So am I wrong to be looking at it like that? Because it seems logical.
Yeah, I think he has built up enough equity that you can still think that. But at the same time, when the clock hits zero and you look up at the scoreboard and five times this season, that has not been the case. That's also true. So I guess we can say multiple things can be true at the same time. Patrick Mahomes is still Patrick Mahomes. I don't think any team, definitely not any opposing quarterback, would feel any kind of comfort opposite him on the sideline with a close game. Like, there's no comfort there. I feel like the Denver Broncos, the Jacksonville Jaguars, even the Philadelphia Eagles earlier this season would tell you that it was probably one of the more uncomfortable positions for them to be in when Patrick Mahomes had the ball late in the fourth quarter with an opportunity to drive the field and win a game. Having said that, doesn't change the outcome. And you can have some of that kind of aura about you like we've seen with the magic that Patrick Mahomes has made throughout his career, but then you have to be able to do it. And I mentioned on our pre-production call this morning that it's, like I said, a little bit of a Twilight Zone kind of mode that I feel like we're in. And unfortunately, it seems like the team, we're playing as if that one play is going to happen and we're going to be ready for that one play. And I feel like we're missing the opportunities of the other 10 plays that we could make, so we don't have to make that one play, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we're so used to, okay, it's third down and six, and Joe Burrows is dropping back and Chris Jones sacks him, game over. And, you know, Josh Allen scrambles around on fourth down in the playoffs, and he gets hit by George Karloftis and throws up a flailing duck, and it goes off the shoulder pads of the intended tight end. Like, we're looking for those plays, and I feel like, well, what about the other 10 plays in the game that would put us in a position where we wouldn't need that one play? I think that's definitely on the table, and I think these guys have to retrain their mind to play with a little bit more emphasis, a little bit more intensity and focus on the other plays as opposed to allowing it to come down to that one.
Yeah, talking about that one play and how it worked for them last year, not so much this year. Going into this weekend's game, are you focused more on the Chiefs' defense or their offense as being the key?
I feel like we have to focus on the defense. And it's interesting, Amy, because I watched the game last night. Not sure if you all saw the Buffalo Bills lose to the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. And then I look back at the game last week where we lost to the Denver Broncos. And there seemed to be a higher intensity from the defenses. Like, when was the last time, and this is not a criticism of anybody specifically, but I feel like the effort and the energy, the expectation of defeating offenses has kind of been lost on us a little bit. And what I mean by that, and to answer your question why I say the defense, is I feel like the defense, especially at home at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, where the 12th man is real and the crowd goes wild, we're expecting decent weather. Like, you got everything on your side, and then you have a top offense coming in, the top running back in the NFL and Jonathan Taylor. You got Danny Dimes or Indiana Jones, whatever way you want to call him, Daniel Jones at the quarterback position, and big playmakers on the outside. This is the opportunity. And I feel like when we talk about must wins, this may not be a must win, you know, from a standings perspective as far as the playoffs, but I feel like from a confidence perspective, if we want to say that, you know, we're still headed towards the playoffs and we're still going to be a force to be reckoned with, we got to win this game, if for no other reason, for that to have that feeling back of somewhat invincibility, somewhat, you know, the strength of this team. So it's a long-winded answer, but I think the defense has to step up just because of the arsenal that the Indianapolis Colts are going to bring.
You know, if, and I'm sure you don't want to get too far ahead here, but if this doesn't work out and this team misses the playoffs, is this the sort of thing where something dramatic has to happen during the offseason? Or do you suppose they'll just kind of, you know, I mean, keep the core intact and maybe make some changes around the edges?
I think one thing about the NFL is, and people used to say it stands for not for long, and that can be your career, that can be from a career as a player, as a coaches, but it's always about constant change. And maybe in some respects, you can look at this roster and say, okay, maybe there are guys that we need to start to shuffle out. Maybe they have, you know, their welcome is done and they brought us 2 and 3 rings and maybe it's time for a shuffle. I guarantee you that that will be the case if we don't make the playoffs. Like, it's inevitable. You can't just line the same team up and get a few draft picks and pick up 1 or 2 free agents in the offseason and say, okay, we're going to make a run for another Super Bowl. I don't think that's the case. The standard has been set here, whether it's an impossible feat, you know, to have this kind of streak for this long and continue it or not. The fact remains is because that standard has been set, I can't see them saying, you know what, this just happened to be not our year, and we're going to line back up and win those close games next year. I think it's going to be a shuffle. I don't know to what extent. You know, Travis Kelce is a guy who just set the record for touchdowns for the Chiefs' history, and he talked about not wanting to go out the way he did in the Super Bowl against the Eagles. I don't know if he wants to go out on a team that doesn't go to the playoffs. Who knows? So I think there's some decisions that will have to be made, and you hate to have those decisions be predicated on a losing season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, and I know that there's still a lot of season left. So because the standard has been so high in Kansas City, are people already chattering about being worried about missing the playoffs, or are they still confident that this team knows how to do what needs to get done?
I feel like people are still in shock. And so to answer your question, I would say that they still are extending hope. But I think it's kind of like, I can't believe we're 5-5. I can't believe we're outside of the playoffs. I can't believe that the Denver Broncos and the Chargers are ahead of us in our own division. We've won it 9 straight times. So I feel like it's just a little bit of shock that's gone on. The fact remains is that we got 7 games left. To my calculations, mathematically, we could possibly squeeze in at 5-2. We can definitely get in at 6-1, but it depends on which games we lose. 5-2, would be a stretch because we've lost the tiebreaker to the Jaguars. We lost the tiebreaker to the Buffalo Bills. Depending on what two losses occur, if the Texans are one of those losses, we'll lose the tiebreaker to the Texans. And then if you wind up losing this week, you lose a tiebreaker, if that ever came about, with the Indianapolis Colts. So, like, because we've lost the games that we've lost, and specifically in the AFC, we've really put ourselves behind an eight ball, severely behind the eight ball. But you have to look around. Josh Klingler and I, during the pregame show last week, said that this was the first time that we were actually scoreboard watching with the intensity and the fervor that we did, because we have to look around and not just look around to see who's going to be nipping at our, nipping at our legs for a playoff positioning and home field advantage, but for playoffs just in general. And now we're going to have to do that again this week. We got the 12 noon game. I guarantee you, if we're able to win, or even if we wind up losing, there will be people immediately on their phones right after the game looking around to see what else happens, to see if we are in a position where we're going to be, severely working uphill or in an impossible situation.
Dane and Hughes, well, there's only one thing left for you to do this weekend, and you know what it is.
This week we need a two-piece. We got to hit two people in the mouth.
Okay. Two people?
Two people?
Two peoples.
All right.
Two people. I'm going out on a limb. We got to give them a left, right, something.
Yeah, well, it's up to you, man, so go get them.
You got to do it.
Yes, we got to. We have to. Next week, I assume we'll be talking after Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so I will maybe still be eating leftovers by the time we talk at that point. It'll be lunchtime.
Bring some by. I'll be here.
And hopefully we're 2-0 between now and then, and we're on the right track to get back in this playoff hunt. So let's get it done. A twofer.
All right. Go get them, Danon.
All right.
Danon Hughes, Chiefs radio analyst, former receiver. He is on the call with Mitch Holthus on Sunday, 12 o'clock game. It's here on KMOX. Our pregame is at 11. Chiefs Colts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.